He calls them HUTs, an acronym for Harold's Utilitarian Transitional Shelters. They're weatherproof, movable with some effort, and designed for maximum efficiency. But they're not very big, explains Adrian Lauby of Homeless Action.
They're big enough for a twin mattress and 2 or 3 inches on each side. That's it. Underneath the mattress, there's room for bins for storage, and you can either sit or stand in the thing. The big deal is they have a lock. You can lock them from the inside or the outside.
The units don't have electricity or plumbing, but they do come with a window. Harold Wallen, who first conceived of the mini shelters, says he developed them by imagining what minimal needs he would face if he were homeless.
I thought, what would stop a person from living a good life anyway? What would be the minimum I could have to sleep in, to store my stuff in, and to have a certain amount of dignity and privacy?
With those parameters in mind, his starting point became a very basic concept.
It's just a box that was built on a garden cart. That was the whole idea. But then I added some architectural things to it, like I put, sort of in a ridiculous way, 2 bay windows on it. I put wheels on it so it could be moved around. I put these sort of visual cues of home on it, like rafters and eaves and a door and multi-plane windows. So I tried to make it look kind of like a home.
After Wallen built a demonstration unit, his example was quickly embraced by Homeless Action and the Sonoma County Task Force on the Homeless, who then set out to build 10 of them. With seed money from the task force's annual fundraising dinner, work began in early October. Materials cost a bit more than $600 per unit, and all the labor is being done by volunteers, such as John Davenport.
In a seven-line process, Harold has pre-built a lot of the units, the walls and floors, and we just help him putting it together. And he's got a lot of passion for this, so I'm glad I'm out here helping him.
Wallen adds that the project also got a boost early on from some extra workers one weekend.
AmeriCorps came out with a huge workforce on their Make a Difference Day. I think about 40 people were out here helping, just building, and that was very gratifying.
Standing in a row outside a barn/workshop on a church property in southwest Santa Rosa, the compact little buildings await finished roofs and some paint before they are ready to be put to use. The question now, says Adrian Lauby, is where will they go?
We're talking both to government and private individuals, and we've had a lot of interest, but it's the details. The city requires fencing, trash, pickup, and porta potties. If there's no water nearby, then we'll have to deal with bringing that in. But, you know, people live in encampments all over the place, and we're just trying to make one that's more comfortable and where they're not going to be hassled by the police. So we're hoping that the city or the county will actually give us a plot of land. Maybe they'll even, like, rent an empty lot, and we could just set them up as a group. We'd like to make them into a community.
Finding a site is becoming increasingly urgent now, adds Task Force Executive Director Heidi Protas. She wants the little shelters ready and occupied before the next round of winter storms arrives.
We're starting to talk about where to put them. We're trying to talk to people. I've just got someone's name who may have some land in North County. We just want to set them up and put some people in them as soon as we can. That's our goal. Get people in them soon.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.